It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. I'm only going to be with you for one more hour, sad. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. It's free. Get it. Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, wherever you live. People on Sirius, or who have Sirius, channel 158. And everybody who has a smart speaker, you don't have to lift a finger. Just use your voice. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. Thank you so much to our guest, Dal Ryder, from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, for coming through and joining us to talk about Deshaun Watson, the $230 million man who sucks on a football field and is now facing another case, another allegation of sexual assault. Tyreek Hill spoke to the media earlier today. He said that he should have done things a little different in his interaction with police earlier this week. Meanwhile, the Miami Dolphins are getting ready for a Thursday night football matchup against the Buffalo Bills to start week two. And two of their running backs are hurt. Raheem Mostert is out with a chest injury. Devon Achane, he could be out with an ankle injury. We got another running back, plays on the opposite side of the country. He says he's trying to play on Sunday. We'll get into that momentarily. I shared with you a top six list. It is Wednesday. And we talked about some of the biggest upsets that we have seen in college football this century. And we have so much more to get into. The WNBA, I guess they don't beef with Caitlin Clark anymore. They're now beefing with the commissioner. And I don't know if this is an appropriate transition. Speaking of beef, Shannon Sharp, this man, Hickey, did he get in trouble or did he get hacked today? Which one is it?
He's claiming hacked. Okay. Maybe it's a classic case of the fat finger, possibly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's no buttons. Okay. There's no physical buttons on a glass phone screen.
True.
I don't think Shannon had to press buttons. It's just, it's just glass. Anyway. If you don't know what we're talking about, don't Google it.
Do not. I was trying to save space.
Yeah.
Safe browser.
Don't Google it at work. If you're at work, don't Google Shannon Sharp right now. We'll talk about it. That way you won't get in trouble. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Eric. Eric is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Jared. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just going to talk about the bowl game a few years ago down here in Dallas. A little backdrop into the story. My son-in-law, he's from Oklahoma, and he's a big OU fan. And so Tulane and Southern Cal was coming to the bowl game, so I called him up. I said, hey, you want to go to the game? I know he hates Lincoln Riley. He's like, yeah, let's go. So we went. And for the first three quarters, I was apologizing to him because Caleb Williams looked good in those first three quarters, and they were rolling. And then, there was, 8 minutes left in the game, and I think Tulane was down double digits, and, every little thing had to go right. Southern Cal guy should have stayed in bounds. They shouldn't have fumbled. I mean, everything had to go right, and it went right, and they won the game. And my son-in-law had a smile on his face the whole hour drive back.
Yeah, that was this season, but that was last year. Wasn't it almost 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago, huh?
That's cool, man. That was at, Jerry's World?
Yeah, Jerry Jones Stadium or whatever it's called. They go through some names I can't
AT&T. Now, listen, I love Tulane. Was that place, was it filled up?
It was filled up, and surprisingly, half the fans were Tulane fans. I couldn't believe they had that good of a showing.
Well, let me tell you, Eric. Them people out in New Orleans and Tulane, if you can send your kids to Tulane, you got money. And so they had no problem traveling out to Dallas. And it's not like Tulane, I know what they've done recently, but they're not historically an athletic school. They are a they're a thinking person school. You know what I'm saying? They ain't known for their football. Yeah. And so, look, I'm glad to hear that because I really do. I know a lot of people down at Tulane. They're very good. That's a cool story, man. At Jerry's World, did you have any of the food out there?
Oh, there's some good food. It's high, but there's some good food. But, hey, Jared, that quarterback for Tulane, he did get drafted. So, but in the NFL, I can't remember by who, but that kid's got a big heart, let me tell you.
Pat? What's that guy's name?
Pratt. Yeah. Michael Pratt.
Yeah,
Michael Pratt. Where the hell is he? Is he so good? Where is he? Backing up somebody somewhere? Let's see.
Yeah, backing up somebody in the NFL. I know he got drafted in the later rounds. I couldn't believe it.
Is he still in the league?
Yeah, he's a rookie.
Let's see. We're at Michael Pratt. Oh, on the Buccaneers. Good for practice squad. Okay, here we go. All right.
Yeah.
Better than nothing. All right.
That's right. All right, Jared. Have a good show, buddy.
Well, thank you, Eric, for calling from Texas. Man, it's hard. There's only 32 jobs. If you ain't good, you getting pushed to the back. We got Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston is backing up Deshaun Watson. It's tough out here, man. It really is. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got here. We got Eric from Alabama. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I am absolutely amazing. How are you?
To be honest with you, I am tired as crap, buddy. I just got off work. I'm driving down the road, so... I hope you can hear me good. I got you on Bluetooth.
You are one of the few people in America who actually have a good Bluetooth speaker. Go ahead. You sound good.
Thank you. You're talking about upsets in college football back in 2007. I don't know if you mentioned this one or not, but you remember Nick Saban's first year at Bama when they lost to Louisiana Monroe?
What was the score on that one? Let's see. I didn't mention that.
I think it was like 21-14 or something like that. It was.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, Louisiana Monroe went out there and had 14 points in the second. Alabama was blanked in the second half, and they came out on top 21-14.
They sure did.
Yeah, but a little bit of a difference. I mean, Alabama entered into that game with a record already of 6-4. I think at that point in time, he had, 2007. Did Nick Saban just return from that Dolphins disaster? I think that might have been in the range. So Alabama wasn't in that, they weren't in that mow everybody down space yet.
No, not until 2008.
I'm looking at it now. He just came back from that Dolphins disaster, so.
Yeah, he sure did.
Upset, yes. Upset like Alabama after the fact? No, but good point. Louisiana Monroe don't be winning nothing, so I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Eric.
Thank you, JR. Have a good night, buddy.
No doubt about it. You too. And shout out to all my folks in Louisiana. It's that time of the year. I don't even know what hurricane is. Is it Francis? I don't even know. Checking up on my people out there. Hickey, we learned about hurricanes about a month ago. Oh, yep, it's Francine. This is Hurricane Francine. Damn.
Which means it is the sixth hurricane of the year.
Thank you. I didn't even count the F. Is that F is six? Is that the
F is six.
Six letter of the alphabet.
I just counted.
What do we got after this? Ernesto, I bet. Fantastic, right?
I think, no, E-F. Ernesto is come and gone. We are clear.
E-F-O-G. Okay, you're right.
Gertrude, probably.
Hurricane G. I don't know. Gordon, Gustav, George, Gilbert. I don't know. No more hurricanes. Seriously, everybody out in Louisiana, all my people out there, y'all be safe. We'll try to have some fun to distract you a little bit. Since we want to have fun, Hickey, I don't know if this is fun or not. This might be actually, this is terrible if your name is Shannon Sharp. Let's just get this the hell up one out the way, and then we can get to the WNBA. Shannon Sharp, and I had no idea because my morning was busy as all get out. I wasn't scrolling around. But I saw a story this morning where Shannon Sharp apologized for something that went up on his Instagram. Shannon Sharp said, I am sorry I was hacked. Me and my team, we are vigorously. Uh-oh. Is this really him right now? This got to be a burner. He says, we are looking into what happened. I got hacked. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. And so now he's on Hickey at this minute. He's actually on social media.
No way.
He's doing his show with he's doing an emergency show with Chad Johnson right now. Oh, man. Yeah, they're selling Shannon Sharp shirts with 69 film department on it. Shannon Sharp, you know why we're going live. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Anyway, Shannon Sharp apologized. And why did he apologize? Earlier today, from his own Instagram, his Instagram Live, he was live. I don't know how many minutes it was. I'm not counting. I think it was 2 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever. Basically, you saw a phone, you saw a ceiling fan, and then I feel like you saw the side of a headboard, and then you just heard things. You heard things that you would typically hear if you were staring at a fan and saw a headboard. And you heard things. I will leave it there. You heard things. And then Shannon Sharp had the temerity to say that he was hacked. He went viral. He was on Instagram Live, and you didn't see anything, thank God. But you just heard things. And it sounded like him and a female companion. And they sounded like they were, they were trying to fix underneath the sink. That's what it sounded like. And then he told everybody that, he got hacked, which is a lie. That's not getting hacked. That's just, I don't know. Let me see. How much work does it take to go on Instagram Live? Not a lot. One button. Live. Oh, go live in 2 seconds. It's not that difficult. Oh, man. Hickey, why is he telling these lies? Is he going to cop to the reality today?
I mean, what else are you going to say? No, I don't even know how that's possible. Hacked into your phone to put on Instagram Live?
From your bed.
Right. Look, I don't know if he was just putting the phone down and just that. Again, these buttons, like you said, it's a screen. Just sometimes you don't think you clicked it. It just pops up.
Slide the wrong way, yeah.
I don't know if he was trying to use a different camera feature and just hit the wrong one. I don't know what he was doing, but there's not much gray area here, right? That's the thing. It's plain as day. You don't have many excuses to get out of this.
Do you think this is a publicity stunt?
Oh, I did not think about that. I would say no, just like... Does he need the publicity?
He doesn't. He doesn't.
Does he need this publicity?
Every little bit, it doesn't hurt, right? Right?
I mean, I guess the old adage is true, right? No news is bad news.
It could be. I don't know. He doesn't like being followed at the airport. I don't know. Just why tell a lie about getting hacked? It was live. Shannon Sharp apparently... live streamed himself doing the nasty by accident. We didn't see anything. We heard it, but that's what took place. And people are making jokes online about how he's going to try to clock into ESPN and now they're going to give him the boot. We remember Paul Pierce was live. Was he? Yeah, Hickey, he went live, but he actually had his face and strippers and he was smoking and doing all types of stuff. So, made a little bit more sense that ESPN would say, hey, man, you got to go. Shannon Sharp is not going anywhere. He just signed his contract with ESPN. I think we got that report a few months ago. I don't think this is something that you get fired over. You got to take the jokes and keep it moving. It's as simple as that. ABC. Congratulations, Shannon Sharp. People are making fun of you because they heard you. Hickey, they said he sounded like a lawnmower. they said he sounded like a lawn. Listen, there's some noises in there. There's a lot of heavy breathing and
The cha-cha slide.
I don't know what he was cha-cha sliding into. I don't know, man. But Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I can't wait to hear what Shannon Sharp says about his hacking, as he's been hacked. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about an NFL running back who expects to be back in his next game. I'll tell you who it is. And then we'll get into the WNBA. They have a new controversy, and their players found somebody else to beef with, not named Caitlin Clark. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We turn our microphones off here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Within the last, like, 5 minutes, literally, Shannon Sharp was on his show. He said he wasn't hacked. He said that indeed was him. We knew that. He says he's embarrassed. He's sad that some of his most intimate details of his life, because he's so private, that they went public. And there you have it. Just put your phone down, man. Hickey, we live in a wild world, man. I used to watch this man just catch touchdowns. Now I listen to him just, you know, whatever. And now he's apologizing for it. Phones are a crazy thing. They are nuts. It could ruin your life. This is Shannon Sharp. He don't have to worry about nothing but his minor embarrassment. People won't care in a couple of days, but damn.
That is the good news at the end of the day. Like, I mean,
who cares?
Like, of the things that could happen to you, a lot, there's a lot worse that could have happened to Shannon Sharp, where people think a lot differently of him. And his career could be in jeopardy.
The actual video.
That, yes. Yes, that would be a whole lot worse than the minute or so that has been out there. Like you said, at the end of the day, a week from now, I mean, people won't forget, but will be referenced or talked about. No. Unfortunate. Let's say finger slippage, unfortunate app malfunction, whatever you want to dress it up as. Not ideal.
Look, people butt dial people all the time, right?
True. So, this was, I guess, the other form of that?
He was on Instagram and accidentally hit the wrong button. Okay, whatever. He won't hit. Look, by the time we get to next year's ESPYs, they won't be able to joke about this because so many other things will have happened, you know?
That's true.
It's just the facts. People will forget. It'll be a minute before you see him, Shannon, and just go, ah, that's the guy. That you got to take it. It'll be a minute before you take him seriously, but whatever. Speaking of taking something seriously, back on the football field, just a couple of nights ago, 2 nights ago, we had the whole 49ers smacking up the Jets 32-19. Christian McCaffrey was called out almost 90 minutes, 2 hours before the game. Jordan Mason, after the game, was just like, oh, I knew he wasn't going to play from Friday. I knew I was going to play. And everybody's like, shut up, man. You're not supposed to say that. And Christian McCaffrey, he's been dealing with this calf and this Achilles issue, man, for basically all of preseason and training camp. Best running back in the league. Highest paid running back in the league, making 16 per. Dual threat. Christian McCaffrey, he spoke today. And as these 49ers get ready for their next game against the Minnesota Vikings, please, Christian, don't rush back. Christian McCaffrey says, my goal is to play on Sunday. Listen to this.
That's how I am every week. You know, I'm not lying. I think as soon as a player says, you know, maybe I'll play, maybe I won't, that's not a good mentality to go into a week with, you know, when you're kind of on the fence. So for me, I'm ready to go.
Is artificial turf any issue with you? No.
Yeah, if you can't run on turf, you can't run on the field. You can't run on grass, can't run on turf. If you can go, you can go.
Okay. All right. What else is he going to say? I don't think he's going to play. If you're the San Francisco 49ers, what the hell are you rushing him back for? This is week 2. I mean, we got another guy who throws the football, and Russell Wilson. He's been dealing with a calf issue. Dating back to training camp as well. We haven't seen him. And we know the Pittsburgh Steelers are going nowhere. The 49ers are trying to go to a Super Bowl. You don't go out there and play Christian McCaffrey on a bum leg. And so, yeah, he can be a football player. It's his job. He can say, oh, yeah, I need to prepare each game like I'm going to play. That's all good and fine. You shouldn't. If I'm Kyle Shanahan, I ain't playing him. I think we can go out there and beat the Minnesota Vikings without you. I mean, the same way we just beat the New York Jets without you. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Christian McCaffrey didn't say anything too crazy there. I also did mention to you how the commissioner of the WNBA, she did say something crazy. Didn't happen like Shannon Sharp, thank God. But Kathy Engelbert, looking at what has been probably the most interesting and most viewed WNBA season ever, certainly from an interest standpoint and ratings and gate, especially with Caitlin Clark, Kathy Engelbert was having a chat with CNBC all about the money. And she was asked about some of the discourse and some of the fan conversations surrounding Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and whether or not it's been a good thing for the league. I mean, Angel Reese just sat down last week in the first episode of her podcast, and she said she's been victim to, you know, racist comments and sexual images and people making things up. It's just terrible things that come with the territory, unfortunately. And Kathy Engelbert was asked about this, and she insinuated that some of this is good for the league. Take a listen.
Well, the one thing that's great about the league right now, we do sit at this intersection of culture and sport and fashion and music. Like, the WNBA players are really looked at now as kind of cultural icons.
True.
And when you have that, you have a lot of attention on you. There's no more apathy. Everybody cares. It is a little that Bird Magic moment, if you recall, from 1979 when those two rookies came in from a big college rivalry, one white, one black. And so we have that moment with these two. But the one thing I know about sports, you need rivalry. That's what makes people watch. They want to watch games of consequence between rivals. They don't want everybody being nice to one another. So the social media is different today than it was in 1979 when it didn't exist. But, you know, I always tell the players, you know, I was told a long time ago, if someone's typing something in and you wouldn't ask their advice, ignore it. So it's a balance, but certainly from a marketing dollars, but corporate partners are stepping up to endorse these players much, much more so than they were 5 years ago.
Uh-oh. Well, there were a lot of players who weren't necessarily happy with her response, kind of embracing negativity. People were looking at this and saying, hey, you know, we need the union to step up and say something. We shouldn't have a commissioner who's embracing selling negativity for the bottom line and for the dollar. Breonna Stewart of the New York Liberty, she is someone who didn't appreciate what the commissioner said.
It's kind of disappointing to hear because, you know, the way that the fans have surged, and especially behind Caitlin and Angel coming to this league, but also bringing like a race aspect to a different level. And, you know, there's no place for that in our sport. And I think that's really it, is we want our sport to be inclusive for race, you know, gender, and really a place where people can be themselves. So we wish, obviously, Kathy would use her platform in a different way.
Yeah, they don't want to. Well, unfortunately, especially sports, more so in boxing, it's intentionally used. You know, take a black guy and a white guy, have them beat the hell out of each other. You use race to sell, unfortunately. It's not nothing new. Commissioner Engelbert responded on social media. During a recent media interview, I was asked about the dark side of social media and online conversation about WNBA rivalries and race. To be clear, there is absolutely no place for hate or racism of any kind in the WNBA or anywhere else. Well, okay. A little too late. She should have just said that right out of the gate. There's a different way to say we want to utilize our personalities to sell the game. We have great personalities. We have great talent. Angel Reese is certainly one. Caitlin Clark is certainly one. And fans, you know, they can root for who they want to root for. And we hope that they do it in a respectful way. But these two players are helping to elevate the game along with different stars. I don't know. Maybe Engelbert needs Hickey. She needs media training.
She's not the only commissioner that would need media training. But, yes, she could definitely use it.
We can put her in a room with Manfred, huh?
Absolutely. Those two could use a lot.
Wow.
For different reasons, obviously.
Well, yeah. Dejanay Carter, as she continued on, WNBA player. And she says that they hope that the WNBA releases a different statement. Listen to this.
I'd hope that, you know, there's some type of second statement put out by the league.
Yeah, Dejanay Carrington over on Connecticut. Ain't no other statement coming out. I mean, this is just what it is. I mean, we got Shaquille O'Neal. And Shaq is just, I want to say he's stirring things up just a little bit. Shaquille O'Neal made a statement just about Caitlin Clark. He's like, yeah, you're great, but you ain't that great yet in regards to Caitlin Clark. We still got Diana Taurasi. We still got Asia Wilson. If you're going to give Caitlin props, make sure our girls that are dominating in this league get the same props. Loud mouths like Charles Barkley are talking about hating. It's not hating. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I owe Shaq a kick to the knees anyway. That's just between me and him. Yeah, Shaq is just stirring things up. He gets it. He wants to respect the players that came before Caitlin, which is fine. But they ain't do what she did, and she's the one who brought the attention. So and here's a great thing: Caitlin Clark ain't saying nothing. She's just balling out. I hope she wins a championship sooner than later. Hickey, when she wins a championship, the world is going to explode. Diana Taurasi, her head is going to pop off her shoulders, man. It is.
Maybe nature will heal then, because then what are you going to say?
Will Diana Taurasi still be in the league by the time she wins a title?
You know what? Probably, because I think then her sole focus would be to prevent Caitlin Clark from winning a championship. So she's still going to be kicking at 50 years old.
Oh, my God. Diana Taurasi is how old? What is she, 41, 42?
Still be on the Olympic team, too. Keeping her off the team.
God. Let's see. Diana Taurasi, age 42. She turned 42. Golly.
Incredible.
Listen, if you love it, you do it. Whatever. Not me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break when we come back on the other side. Of course, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history, kind of give you a show wrap up of everything that we discussed, and then we're going to just roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Now, we've had quite a busy day. We heard from Tyreek Hill. He says he could have done things differently when talking to the officers, responding to them, listening to them, rolling down that window. We heard from Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is just like, oh, yeah, folks, by the way, my lawyer said it. I didn't do anything. I'm innocent. You've heard that one before. Heard from some NFL players that may or may not play. We just heard from Christian McCaffrey. He's like, yeah, my mentality is to play against the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. Like, okay, yeah, sure. That might be your mentality, but I ain't rolling you out there. I gave you a new top six list this evening as we discussed some of the biggest college football upsets ever. Talked about Shannon Sharpe admitting that he was not hacked today as he had some audio. Accidentally hit Instagram Live, and the next thing you know, you heard him starting the lawnmower, fixing the pipes. I don't know, whatever the hell you want to call it. We heard it. He said he wasn't hacked, and now he's embarrassed. Okay, fine, whatever. Me, I'm just here minding my business. 855-212-4227. I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history, but before we do that, Mark is here from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Look, lying has been a big thing in sports, lying to the media. I get it. I mean, Bill Belichick and Jim Harbaugh are some of the greatest coaches and greatest liars of all time. I heard that update. And Joe Burrow, I'm paraphrasing. Yeah, my wrist is fine. It's great. No, I watched that game. No, your wrist is not fine. Deshaun Watson facing what? Sexual assault, battery, whatever. Oh, yeah, the NFL is going to do what it's going to do. I don't really care. I focus on the game. I'm just saying the lying is out of control. I need it. I just out of control. Let's stop it. Stop it. We're not stupid. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. No, it's okay. All right. It's a part of the business, though. Like, nobody, especially, it does them no good for their own interest with the team, to be honest. Well, what do you want? Like, why is a coach going to come through and just say, hey, by the way, so-and-so's going to, come on, the 49ers are just, they might be in trouble because of some of their own doings when it comes down to, you know, the status of Christian McCaffrey. I don't expect them to be honest. For what? It does them no good. Their first job is what takes place inside the building, not you. Get used to it. I can think of a few other people I wouldn't want lying to me, and they do that too as a profession. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Robbie is calling from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, bro?
I'm excellent. What's up?
Good, man. Good. Look, I just want to kind of comment on this this Tyreek Hill thing. Look, obviously incredible athlete, but that said, and a well-spoken individual, might I add, you know. But that said, you know, and I saw the footage, you know, and I saw, you know, I read a lot of articles, you know. I remember the morning it happened, you know, I saw it all over the news. And let me tell you, coming from a two-generational attorneys, being my dad and my granddad, there's something my dad always told me. He said, Robbie, if you ever get in trouble with the law, just do what they tell you to do. Just be nice and respectful, and that's half the battle, is just getting through that way. Because, I mean, when you have an attitude, they're going to look for a reason to put you in, you know. So that's all you got to do is just be respectful. And I think that's what he's realizing now. I'm not saying that Miami PD did everything perfectly. But that said, is if you just do what you're supposed to do and what they tell you to do, and be respectful, that's half the dang battle, bro, minimum. And yeah, and I think he's real. I mean, come on. I mean, we live in a society that, I mean, now they're getting on the Miami PD. Man, those guys are trying to do the job. And well, they risk their lives daily.
Well, Tyreek Hill, he admitted that himself earlier today.
Yes. And I respect that. You know, I still respect him saying that, too.
We'll take, a matter of fact, let's stop and take a listen. Thank you, Robbie, for calling from Birmingham. I mean, they were both wrong. He was wrong for not listening to the officers, and then the officers were, or whoever they were, I don't know their names. I don't know if it was one or two of them. I can't keep up. I wasn't counting, but they were certainly overly aggressive. Tyreek Hill earlier today, he says he wishes he would have done a few things different. Listen to this.
I'm human. I gotta follow rules. I gotta, you know, do what, you know, everyone else would do. You know, so now, does that give them the right to literally beat the dog out of me? Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, I wish I could go back and, you know, do things a bit differently.
Oh, okay. Too late. Too late. Too late. Too late. Too late. Anyway, hopefully he learned. Hopefully this is a learning experience with somebody else. You can't go back and change time or change things. Only fix things as they move forward, right? Learn from your mistakes. Speaking of going back in the past, it's something that we're going to do right now. It is Wednesday, September 11th. The year is 2024, but we are going back in time to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go back to 1985, September 11th, 1985. A man who is not in Cooperstown, pass Ty Cobb for the most hits all time, 4,192. And Pete Rose did this. Cincinnati, they took on San Diego. They won 2-0. But Pete Rose, who was a player manager at the time, he did this.
2-1 pitch from Shaw.
Yeah, Pete Rose could have and have everything. Well, he had and has everything except for a spot in Cooperstown. Probably won't get it until he's gone. September 11, 2011. Hey, earlier in the show, we talked about Cam Newton's younger brother helped lead that upset of Howard over UNLV. Well, Cam Newton made his debut with the Carolina Panthers. He passed for the most yards ever by a rookie QB, 422 yards out of the gate to go along with 2 touchdowns. Unfortunately, they lost to the Cardinals 28-21. But Cam Newton, he got busy. Listen to this, courtesy of Fox.
Here comes the blitz. Newton puts it up. He's got a man, and he completes it. Steve Smith is going all the way. Touchdown, Carolina. 77 yards. Cam Newton's first touchdown pass of the NFL. Pump fake. Newton puts it up to the end zone. Steve Smith. He's got it for a touchdown. He held on. And he goes up top. Brandon LaFell with the catch. All right, here it is. 4th and 5. Here they come. Newton throws. It's caught by Legadu Nane, rather by Mike Goodson, but it's short of the first down.
Man, I know Steve Smith probably threatened him to have a good game. Or else, Cam Newton coming through 422 yards in the debut. Not too bad. Everybody in Carolina right now, they wish Bryce Young could do half of that in a game. Let's continue on. September 11th, the year was 2021. The Brewers, they had a combined no-hitter. Corbin Burnes, Josh Hader got together to throw the second no-hitter in Brewers history, and they beat Cleveland 3-0. Let's take a listen. 2021, courtesy of MLB.
Hader's 1-2. Strike 3. They'll secure it at first, and there it is. The second no-hitter in Brewers franchise history.
Man, no-hitters. The New York Mets almost got no hit today, saved by some guy named Francisco Lindor. Hickey's MVP. Hickey, you got a Lindor jersey?
Of course I do.
What is it? What color is it?
It is the home pinstripes, the best jersey they have.
Wow. I like the all black. All black that says Mets in the front.
I hate those.
Do you? Why?
I hate when teams incorporate the color black when it's not in the color scheme. Because it doesn't look like, it just looks forced. It doesn't look good. Like, it's like black cleats, sneakers. It looks clunky. It looks slow.
Damn. Ouch.
Some teams can pull it off tremendously, and a sleek black is tremendous. You for the like, Mets, or the black and orange, no thanks.
You got like a degree in merchandising or something? Did I miss something, Hickey?
I care. No. My fashion sense, I would not be allowed in. But I do care about uniforms way more than I should. Way more.
Okay. All right. No taking. Don't get Hickey a black Mets jersey for the holidays. Okay. I'll try my best to remember that. Well, good luck to the Mets. I'm surprised. 80-66 they are right now, huh?
80-66. How about that?
Wow. I didn't see that. I thought they'd be 500 all the way through. And they've done this with Kodai Senga's pitch, what, one game?
6 innings.
Oh, my God. And then they say he might come back?
He's trying. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if you want that, man.
That's hamstring injuries, those kind of linger.
Yeah, pop a hamstring and be going all next year, too, man. That's a little too dangerous, if you ask me. Ooh. Anyway, yeah, fun show. Talked about a top 6 list of college football upsets. That was a lot of fun. We had a great chat and a great conversation earlier in the show. With our guest from Cleveland, Dow Ryder, came through from 92.3 The Fan. You missed that conversation, you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We just talked about Tyreek Hill. We got into, Deshaun Watson. Man, we even talked about Shannon Sharp. Didn't expect him to be a topic of conversation for today, but he was. Unfortunately, he was. Go ahead and Google it if you want to know why. You may hear some things that might get you fired at work. Knock yourselves out. Hickey, good show, man. I will catch you on Friday, right?
In person. What a treat.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'll be hanging out with you in person on Friday, and you'll be holding down the show tomorrow, right?
That is correct.
And where can people find you and follow you online and all that stuff?
Ryan_Hickey in the number 3, where you can see a lot more jersey takes right there.
Yeah, we appreciate that. You'll be holding down the show tomorrow. I'll be back with Hickey on Friday. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, or just go to the Odyssey app and search JR Sport Brief. Thank you to everybody for tuning in, for locking in. Don't miss me too much. Hickey will be back holding it down tomorrow. We'll be back together again on Friday. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, you be safe, you be well, you be cool, you be smooth. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network, because Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.